Chad Live and Good stays on top of everything there at Crane's Detroit Business. And as Michigan hits 55% vaccination threshold and in-person work can resume May 24th, then we're going to get a little deeper into that. Chad, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul W.
So just because you can doesn't mean you should. I mean, think about this. I've never had such a good parking space since I've been working from home. Thank you.
It's premium parking. Yeah.
Yes. We have the best parking.
And you paid for that parking too. So.
Well, I did a lot more than, you're right. I did pay for that. But be that as it may, there are going to be a lot of changes, some good, some bad.
Yeah, there will be. And I'm sure you're looking forward to getting back at the Fisher Tower soon. So, so in 2 weeks, offices can reopen. We've hit the 55% vaccination threshold of 55% of individuals over 16 have at least one shot. And now the next step is to get to this 60% threshold where the state will then increase some capacity limits for banquet halls, which right now can only have 25 people. So weddings are kind of indoor weddings are kind of at a standstill right now. And then we might be able to have conferences this summer and some other things. But to do that, we're going to need like 400,000 volunteers, basically in Michigan to come forward and get vaccinated, based on these rules that the governor and her administration has laid out.
Well, what does this mean? Under orders from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, jobs such as office work that can be done remotely is required to be done remotely. Is that still true?
No. I mean, under this hitting this 55% threshold, the remote work requirement is going away.
Okay.
under the workforce, the MIOSHA rules, which basically said that if you can perform the work at remotely, it should be performed remotely, unless you can, prove, like make a case economically, or logistically that it just can't be done. You know, the classic example is, someone runs a CAD machine. You could take the big old CAD machine, computer home to design, office furniture or whatever, or cars. But it's not really all that feasible, really, to haul this big machine home. So that's why some office work has continued all throughout the entire pandemic, because it just is essential, to be done at home, or not essential to do it at the office instead of home.
Chad Livengood, Crane's Detroit Business, keeping track of all of this as Michigan hits 55%, that 55% threshold in the governor's My Vac to Normal plan. So what are the other milestones now? Where do we go from here?
Well, like I said, that 60% capacity also would let sports stadiums increase to 25% capacity, would be just a slight increase in the fans at Comerica Park. Right now they're restricted to 8,000 fans. And they could go to about 10,300 fans in the second, the next stage. And then also gyms would be able to increase their capacity from 30 to 50%. And restaurants and bars would be allowed to stay open, until closing time at 2 a.m. Right now they're still under this 11 p.m. curfew. So a lot of bar activity has really, been still very much curtailed, late night bar activity. And then the 65% threshold, that's about another 800,000 residents would have to get vaccinated. And then we go to the final one. At 65%, Paul W., they eliminate all the capacity limits altogether. And then at 1.2 million, the 70% mark, where medical experts believe that's what's necessary to achieve herd immunity, all the limits go away, and so
all COVID related restrictions go away at the 70% mark, including the mask orders. But what happens if the federal government or Sir Dr. Fauci decides that we can go out and about without masks before we hit that 70%? Will the Michigan order still supersede the federal order?
Well, yes, there's a little thing called federalism, and so states can, you know, choose to have tighter restrictions. So yes, we've already seen that. I mean, it took the state about a week or so after the CDC said it's okay to have your mask off if you're vaccinated at an outdoor gathering with people, and as long as there's not like densely packed together. And so the state came out with a new order saying no, you don't have to have a mask on for gatherings under 100. Now there's still some people that are questioning that. I will tell you, I've talked to some folks about weddings lately because a lot of brides are making a lot of decisions right now, and there's some unhappy brides out there, Paul W. And you know, being married, that's not exactly a good thing. there are people that are making plans and changing their plans because they can't have an indoor wedding more than 25 people, or they got to go outdoors, which is still dicey in May and even in June sometimes, and so. People are having to adjust plans because of that. There is some active lobbying going on right now, asking the Whitmer administration if people can prove that more than 70% of the guests are vaccinated, why can they not have a higher capacity limit inside? Because right now you can have 25 people at a wedding. But if you have a wedding shower in a restaurant, you can have up to 100 people inside a restaurant. And some people are saying, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, there are a lot of things that haven't made sense along the way, but it's our first shot at having to deal, no pun intended, our first shot at having to deal with a pandemic. Here's hoping we've learned a lot for the next one, because there will be a next one, as I've said from the beginning. Chad Liven, good, Crane's Detroit Business. Thank you for doing such good work and sharing it with us, Chad. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul W. Good morning.
Yeah, you have a good morning, too. As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.